The future of this exhibit is up to the museum. As I said, I believe in the independence of museums. I believe in sex education. But, of course, these things have to be handled with care, and I encourage the museum to do so.
That's Federal Heritage Minister James Moore speaking about an exhibit at the Science and Technology Museum of Canada in Ottawa. This exhibit is called Sex, a Tell-All Exhibition. And it's generated some controversy due to its subject matter. Now, since the controversy, the museum has raised the age limit on the exhibit. It was for 12 and up. It's now for 16 and up. They also removed one exhibit in particular. It was an animated video informing young people about masturbation. Now, the minister insists that those decisions were the museum's.
Museums operate at arm's length. This is their decision to make. It's also their responsibility to reflect the public's views on this. I know that this has stirred a great deal of controversy.
Well, indeed it has. The minister's not prepared to go further than that at this point, it would seem. Some would like him to, including the Institute for Marriage and Family Canada, imfcanada.org is their website. They've written an open letter to the minister outlining their concerns. Joining us to expand on that is Andrea Morozik, Manager of Research and Communications for IMF Canada. Andrea, appreciate your time here tonight. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
All right. Well, first of all, how long has this exhibit been there, been open?
It just opened yesterday, I guess. And so it's planning to stay open till, I believe, next year. So it'll be around for a couple of months at least. And we had the opportunity to preview the exhibit just a day or two before it opened.
All right. So talk a bit about then what you saw that was of concern to your organization.
I think what is the greatest concern to me was the fact that there was some good information. The opening room, for example, opens with a fair introduction to how we all began. You hear a fetal heartbeat. It's all very scientific. Throughout the museum, the exhibition, there are some good points. The reason why I'm going to panic completely in the end, though, is because mixed in and among those good points are some completely controversial points, some misleading points, some opinion dressed up as fact, and I'm concerned that youth, particularly when it was initially geared to ages 12 and up, particularly young people might have a problem distinguishing between what is fact and what is opinion. So to give your listeners some ideas of the opinion parts, you have basically adults and youth giving testimonials on video, talking. One of the women talks about how she has sex whenever she wants with whoever she wants, i.e. the idea of one night stands. I don't know any parent out there who, you can be conservative, you can be liberal, I don't know a parent out there who doesn't want to convey that sex is something that comes with commitment. Mm-hmm. That's just one example among very, very many. I personally wrote in the Ottawa Citizen an article about describing how I was completely flummoxed and shocked. I wondered if I had I wasn't reading it correctly, but there's a life-size models of plastic mannequins, basically anatomically correct, nude, and youth children are challenged to find 10 erogenous zones, and the lighting in that part of the exhibit is very dark. And there's a looping video showing intense kissing going on in the background. So the atmosphere at that point is just, I think it's wildly, wildly inappropriate.
Now, some of what I've seen said about it, and I haven't seen it for myself, so I'm relying on a lot of these media accounts, that there's sort of a theme to all of this beyond educating children about sexuality, but trying to give children the tools so that they know they can say no and how to handle peer pressure and deal with that aspect of it. Does that seem to be, at least from what you saw, one of the themes of this exhibit?
Yeah, you're just getting one person's opinion, so I kind of understand what you're saying. You can't go and check it out and know. I'm going to say no. I think that there's a lot of peer pressure involved in going to an exhibit like that and being exposed to a lot of things that, different kids at different ages might not be prepared for. There's peer pressure there that you're going to have to pretend you're okay with this exhibit. To be able to handle peer pressure, I mean, the underlying ethos of the museum is do it if you feel like it, but if you don't feel like it, don't do it. That's perhaps, some might argue, a way of telling kids you know, listen to your gut. Your feelings matter. If you don't want to do it, you shouldn't. I don't think that's very convicting. I don't think that youth at that age where they are really susceptible to peer pressure are going to find that to be a compelling manner in which to be able to say no to sexual advances if they don't feel ready. So there's no, to the best of my knowledge, and we spent some time there, there's nothing there that would equip a teenager to be able to say no if that's what they felt they wanted to do.
In terms of what the museum has done here, they've changed, first of all, the age of admission. It was 12, now it's 16, and certainly, you know, for kids in that age group, there's a big difference. A lot changes amongst the young person from 12 to 16. I think what 16-year-olds are equipped to deal with is probably a lot different than 12-year-olds. Does that seem to be a logical response?
I think that's a good response. The other thing that I should add is that parents need to sign off, and they have to be given, I guess, information about their kids going to this museum.
Mm-hmm.
So certainly these are moves in the right direction. But there's a lot of nonsense, nonetheless, without getting moralistic or claiming that, you know, because it has to do with sexuality, that it's so very controversial. There's just a lot of superficial nonsense in it. To my mind, there's many places I just say this is a waste of time. If you want to listen to a sexologist repeat every question that a kid has, do what you feel like. That's essentially, I spent some time listening to these answers that you press a button to do with anal sex. Why are guys interested in anal sex, the question asks. And Mr. Sexologist says, sometimes they are, sometimes they aren't. Do what you feel like. There's a ton of questions like that. Anyway, to get back to your point, raising it to 16 is a step in the right direction, but I still would say that parents should be really in touch with their kids on what they're doing in school, in sex education in school, and whether or not their classroom is taking a field trip to this museum. Parents should be really well aware of that.
All right, so your organization wrote an open letter to the Heritage Minister, James Moore, and you're asking him, though, not that certain things be removed or age limits be raised. If I'm reading this correctly, your organization is asking that the exhibit be scrapped altogether.
Yeah, it's 80% funded by taxpayers. We don't feel like this is a good use of taxpayer dollars. Sex, in the end of the day, is not something that we need scientists to teach us about. It's about relationships. We feel like these things are better done in the home and parents with a close circle, people who are close to the youth involved, or classrooms. That's another good place, a safer environment, but not public exhibitions. At the Museum of Science and Technology, we feel it doesn't fit with their mandate. And as I mentioned at the outset of the call, there's so much negative stuff mixed in, some unhealthy sexual behaviors, some sexual behaviors that put you at tremendous risk, increased risk of getting a sexually transmitted disease or infection. We just feel like if that's the parceling that the Museum of Science and Technology in Ottawa is taking, they're really sullying their own name by providing this exhibition.
Even though the Heritage Minister has expressed his own concern, he has pointed out, as he refers to it, he said, quote, "I respect the independence of the museum." Does the minister really have, you think, the authority to step in here?
Yeah, I don't know that he does. I think that it draws attention to the negative aspects of the exhibition. I think he acted well and quickly to say that there are negative angles to this, and there were some changes made as a result. Our group is interested in educating the public about this, and that's the goal, is to make sure that people are aware of precisely what is being taught and what is the essence of the exhibition. It's really an education effort, and if it's not shut down, at very least, I can sleep easier knowing that many, many Ottawa parents have now been informed through all of the media that's gone on about what's going on in that exhibition.
And just a reaction to, I guess, the museum's position here, that they are a science museum, that this is a display about human sexuality, which is biology, essentially, and that's very much in keeping with their mandate. Do you buy that explanation?
I remember as a kid, I grew up in Toronto, and I went to the Ontario Science Centre, and they had a human body exhibit, and it was a perennial favorite. There's the side of the museum, as I said, there's some good. And it's factually accurate, and that's fine. But then they've pushed opinion into it, and the opinion is riddled throughout. And I think that I've already mentioned some of the dangerous sides of that opinion. And it's inconceivable to me that they would play around with the lives of youth and talk about sex in such a flippant manner and talk about threesomes and talk about one-night stands, the hookup culture in a manner. Those things, we need to disparage them. We need to make sure that nobody feels any. These are not neutral things. So any exhibit that they can get all the experts they want to attest to that. I'm still at the end going to say that it's not. There is definitely not consensus on those points of view. Certainly, many academics might stand behind it, but there are many others who would stand up and say no. For healthy relationships to flourish, they should be monogamous. These sorts of things, there should be commitment involved. And at the end of the day, it's a science and technology museum, and good sexual relationships are about relationship, not science.
All right. Well, Andrea, we'll leave it there. People can read more, by the way, imfcanada.org. That is the website of the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada. Andrea, thank you so much for your time here this evening. Really appreciate this.